Okay, friends. Today we are reading from the 5-Minute Disney Pixar Stories book. This is the 7th story in the book, which is called Monsters University Teaming Up. And this story was adapted by Megan Roth, and it's written from the story by Calliope Glass, and it's read today by Mommy and
a big giant rug that's part of Luke Skywalker's base.
No,
a big giant rock.
Rock! That's totally different than a rug. Okay. I like that. Well, guys, there's a big rock here with me. And that means, guess what? You rock! Yeah, I'm here for that. I'm a mom joke person. Dads don't have the total corner on this. Are you ready for your story?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here we go. Monsters University Teaming Up. When Mike Wazowski was a young monster, his class visited Monsters, Inc., where the top scarers in Monstropolis worked. These monsters went through special doors into the human world to collect screams from human children. Then, the screams... Well, you know how whenever you're like on a roller coaster, you go... Aah! And you scream? That's what monsters collect. Because listen, then the screams were changed into energy for the town. Okay? During the trip, Mike snuck through an open door and watched as a scarer made a child scream. That's when Mike decided he wanted to be a scarer when he grew up. Mike worked hard until he was accepted to Monsters University. On the first day of college, Mike's bus pulled up in front of the gates of a beautiful old campus. Wow, Mike breathed. He checked out the clubs and something called the Scare Games, a contest in which students competed to see who was the scariest. On the first day of class, Mike went into Scaring 101. Who can tell me the principles of an effective roar? Professor Knight asked. Mike started to answer, but just then, roar! Another monster surprised everyone. The monster who roared was named James P. Sullivan. His friends called him Sully. Scaring came easily to him, so he never studied. He was only interested in having fun and goofing off, and his grades showed it. Mike, on the other hand, studied every night. He read every book on scaring and practiced his scare techniques. He didn't want to fail his final exam. If he did, he'd be out of the scaring program. Now, a final is the last test that the teacher will give to you, okay? When you're in college, the professor, that's another way of saying teacher when you're in college, the professor will say, okay, I'm going to teach you guys all year long, and then at the end of the year, there will be a final, okay? And that final is the hardest test, and all the stuff that you've learned all year long will be in that test, and I expect you to know all the answers. So finals are pretty heavy-duty material things. You got to work really hard on them and memorize a lot of stuff. Okay. So on the day of the scaring final, Mike and Sully began to argue. Then they got into a roaring face-off. Everyone was watching, including the head of the School of Scaring, Dean Hardscrabble. Sully accidentally knocked over a scream can. It held the record-breaking Dean Hardscrabble had collected in her scaring days. The canister hit the floor, And then there was a scream. Would you like to give us an example of what one sounds like? Very good. Harpscrabble's scream was gone. "I'm so sorry," cried Mike.
"It was an accident,"
insisted Sully. Dean Hardscrabble proceeded to give Mike and Sully their final exams, and she was not impressed. She decided neither would be continuing in the scaring program. Sully was speechless and stormed out of the room. Hardscrabble turned to Mike. "Mr. Wazowski, what you lack is something that can't be taught. You're not scary." Mike was crushed. The next semester, Mike and Sully were put in the Scream Can design program. They were miserable. Until Mike remembered the scare games. Dean Hardscrabble made a deal with Mike. "If you win, I'll let your entire team into the scaring program. But if you lose, you will leave Monsters University." So all he had to do was find a fraternity to join so he could compete. Okay, so a fraternity is when you get into college, there are groups of people that get together in a club. Okay. And for boys, that is a fraternity. And for girls, that is a sorority. That's usually how they have them classified. And it's just a club where everybody gets along really well. And they sometimes will live in the same house and they do stuff together. Like they have groups of parties and things like that. Okay. And so this is a fraternity. And they usually are named after Greek letters or words. I don't know if that makes sense. It's a foreign language. It's kind of a long history. It's kind of a hard way to describe. Fraternity is not an easy thing to describe, friends. But there it is. That's the word. It's in the book. And that's what mommy has got. So let's keep going. There was only one option. Uzma Kappa, a group of misfits who weren't exactly scary. The problem was Uzma Kappa needed one more member. "The star player has just arrived," Sully told Mike. Mike was not happy, but he had no choice. He and Sully moved into the Uzma Kappa house and met Don, Art, Squishy, Terry, and Terry. In the opening event of the Scare Games, the first team to make it through the tunnel of stinging glow urchins would win. The last would be out. Mike and Sully tied for second, but they'd left the rest of their team behind, so Uzma Kappa came in last. Luckily, another team was disqualified. Uzma Kappa was still in the games. Uzma Kappa made it through the next challenge, too, but everyone except Mike and Sully wanted to quit. "We're built for other things," Don explained. So Mike decided to take the gang on a field trip to Monsters, Inc. While there, Mike realized something. "There's no one type of scarer. The best scarers use their differences to their advantage." Mike and Sully admitted they'd been acting like jerks. "We could be a great team," Mike said. "We just need to start working together." The next morning, Mike and Sully felt inspired. They woke up bright and early and leaped out of bed. They trained the OKs, which is a way of making Uzma Kappa sound shorter. They take the O from Uzma and the K from Kappa, and they just call them OKs. It's shortening it, okay? They trained the OKs in everything they would need to know for the next two events. How to scare kids and avoid teenagers. How to hide. And even how to do scary feet drills to make sure everyone was in tip-top condition. Uzma Kappa was even more determined to win. They made it through the Don't Scare the Teen and the Hide and Sneak events. They were finally a team. And even better, They were friends. But that night, Sully ran into Dean Hardscrabble. "Tomorrow, each of you must prove you're undeniably scary," she said. "And I know for a fact that one of you is not." Sully knew she was talking about Mike. Mike was smart, talented, and the hardest working monster he'd ever met. But he was also small, friendly, and not exactly scary. Sully was worried. He really wanted his team to win, and the next day was the final Scare Games event. The big day arrived. There were just two fraternities left, Roar Omega Roar and Uzma Kappa. The monsters had to scare a robot child. One by one, the members of both teams faced off. In the end, it came down to Mike. Roar! He got a perfect score. Uzma Kappa had won the Scare Games. But Mike soon discovered that Sully had cheated. He'd changed the setting to easy during Mike's turn. "You don't think I'm scary?"
"What was I supposed to do, let the whole team fail?"
Sully replied. Mike wanted to prove he was scary. He snuck through a door into the human world and ended up in a camp cabin filled with dangerous children. But they didn't think he was scary either. Mike snuck through the door. No, Sully snuck through the door to get his friend back, but Mike wanted Sully to leave. After what had happened, Mike didn't think he was special.
"I try to give people what they want, but all I do is let them down," Sully told Mike. "You're not the only failure here."
Mike was surprised, but just then, the Rangers arrived. Do you know sometimes when you go to the camp, when you go to a campground, there's park rangers there? Yeah, they might be in big trouble. Let's see what happens. Mike and Sully knew they needed to get back to the monster world. To open the door, Sully had to scare the Rangers enough to power the door. When Mike and Sully made it back to Monsters University, they were kicked out of school. They hugged the OKs goodbye and left for their next big adventure together. In the mail room at Monsters, Inc. And that is a very great thing for them because at least they're inside the building. And sometimes that's where you start. You start at the bottom and then you work your way to the top. And I have a feeling like these guys did just that. Well, I guess that's true too. If you get to the top, you can work yourself down. That's true. But hopefully they don't. But this is the end of the story. Can you say the end? Rock? Oh no, rocks don't talk, do they? Okay, well, then I will say the end for you. The end.